Ah, yes. Had to bring him in with some Slayer, at least for his first appearance here on Stokely and Zach, and former Denver Bronco Nate Jackson filling in for Brandon Stokely today. Exciting news. We got a new member here at Sports Radio 104.3, the Fan Pro Football Hall of Famer, John Clayton. John, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate you dropping by and absolutely love that you're going to be part of our team here as a senior Bronco writer for DenverFan.com. So welcome to the show, first and foremost. You have a piece up on DenverFan.com right now talking about a potential advantage that the Denver Broncos have in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes, if you don't mind just sort of outlining what's up on the website.
Well, basically the advantage is Drew Lock because Drew Lock is, of course, at the moment the starting quarterback, and most likely will be the starting quarterback of the Broncos. But Lock buys the Broncos time to see eventually if the Houston Texans trade Deshaun Watson. You know, at the moment they're not trading him, but I've heard it back through Houston sources. There's no way he's going to be with the team this year. I mean, he's going to hold out. He may hold out into the season. He's really going to force their hand because he's sick of being a Texan, does not like management. And that being the case, you know, all these other teams that are looking for quarterbacks, you know, they'll be making their moves and not being able to wait. Like, for example, if you're Washington, I mean, you've got to make a move sometime before the draft or draft somebody. You know, if you're going to be the New York Jets, I mean, you wait to see what happens with the workouts of the quarterbacks, and they're not trading the second pick in the draft. So they're not going to be able to do anything. San Francisco, we'll see what they do because they want to upgrade from Jimmy Garoppolo, but they'll have to do this. So all this stuff can be done by the draft, but this buys the Broncos time to see where it goes as far as Watson. And so I think the only two teams that are going to be in the mix for Watson at the end, you know, it could be Miami because they have Tua and they could trade him in a mix. But I think in the end, what's going to happen is that, it could be Denver and Carolina. Now, Carolina's got their problems with Teddy Bridgewater for whatever reason. Matt Rhule, after they gave him a 3-year, $21 million a year deal, he's now so frustrated because they offered him in the deal to try to get Matthew Stafford and with the 8th pick in the draft. So he's taken all his stuff with the Panthers off social media. So now he gets the feeling he won't be there. But Carolina's going to be aggressive. I think, you know, George Payton's going to be very aggressive. And in the end, it's going to be up to Houston to see how they feel as the pressure comes down from Watson, who has a no-trade clause, but still doesn't want to be there.
So you said it was unlikely that the Broncos would end up landing Deshaun. But if they did and they got Deshaun Watson and would have to give up that number 9 pick and 3 first-rounders and 2 second-rounders, as we've seen reported, what would the Broncos do to fill that void in cornerback? I read another piece of yours on DenverFan.com. And you talked about that need being primary on defense. How would they fill that if they were to land Deshaun Watson?
Well, feeling that there's not going to be anything done with Denver before the draft, because again, it's like Houston's got to play this out and play it past the draft, because again, you know, Watson's one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league now that Drew Brees is looking like he's going to retire. And so what the cost is going to be is that, you know, they can come in with that 9th pick and take a cornerback, you know, because A.J. Boye is gone. You know, you figure that there's going to be other changes. I mean, you know, Kareem Jackson is a safety / cornerback, he's going to be gone. And so they've got to take care of the secondary. That's why I'm thinking Patrick Surtain. It could be Caleb Farley going. And so those two guys, I think, will be solid considerations in the secondary because, I mean, I know we're a few years away from the no-fly zone, but you can't take that many hits in the secondary and fall apart because, again, there's going to be some changes on this defense. But I think to try to get that cornerback, because, you know, you're looking at, you know, top 5, top 6 values for either one of these two cornerbacks. And so that's just going to be hard to pass up.
We are speaking with 104.3 The Fan senior Bronco writer John Clayton from DenverFan.com. He's got a piece up there about Deshaun Watson and potential landing spot here in Denver. Go check it out again at DenverFan.com. John, let's move along. Today is the first day where teams are eligible to slap a franchise tag on a particular player. We know Justin Simmons played on the tag this past year. Any idea or forecast what is next for Justin Simmons and the Denver Broncos?
Well, you figure that there's a chance that they could put the franchise tag on Shelby Harris, and they'd like to get a long-term deal done. But the problem is with Simmons and everybody else, Nobody knows what the cap's going to be. We're all figuring it's going to be 180.5. And so, you know, and of course, obviously in the case of Simmons, I mean, it would be 20% increase over his franchise number from last year. So that still has to be taken care of. But you figure they got to get something done. The problem is, how much more over the 14.5, 14.6 million do they have to go to get Simmons done? But I think it's important to get the number as far as the cap number and a long-term deal done with Simmons. And that gives them the opportunity because they've got over $16 million of cap room and still will get more cap room if they cut Jarrell Casey, is that they can maybe find a way to keep Shelby Harris with the franchise tag. But, you know, at the moment, here we have all these teams getting the franchise tags for 2 weeks, and they don't know what the numbers are yet. I mean, you can take guesses as to what they're going to be, but you don't know for sure until they get the cap done. And that's the unusual part right now of where things are, because, you know, in a normal year, I'd be talking to you from Indianapolis at the Combine,
right,
and there's no Combine. And then usually what happens at the Combine is that by Friday, the Players Association and the NFL usually work out the deal to find out what the cap number is going to be. But at this stage, nobody knows what the cap's going to be. It's probably going to be closer to the 180 than the 185, but for sure, right now, nobody knows.
Well, what's the feeling around the league as far as Justin Simmons goes? Does he warrant to make as much money as Buda Baker and the top safeties in the league?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you know, and that's a weird part about this year's free agency, because there's more good safeties that could be available than normal. I mean, because I got right now, I always try to do what I'm thinking of as far as what the numbers are going to be for some of these guys. And I have Simmons right now at about $14 million. You got Anthony Harris in Minnesota at $12 million a year. Marcus Williams in Dallas at $10 million. And Marcus May of the Jets at $10 million. And John Johnson of St. Louis, of the Los Angeles Rams at $9 million. These are all good safeties. And so the game, and that's where the thing is how changed a lot. Because what's changed now is that because of the mobile quarterbacks, the Rams 49ers type running offense that takes advantage of the whole field, you need a safety that has good range, and it's not just like that in the box safety. In fact, I know Matt Rhule of Carolina brought the words in from college that it's a positionless player that you have, because sometimes he's a safety, sometimes he's a linebacker, sometimes he's a slot cornerback. But Justin Simmons is really good, and I think it's at the top of the list as far as safeties this year, as far as free agency.
John, just to double back, and the legendary John Clayton joining us here on Stokely and Zach, former Bronco Nate Jackson filling in for Stoke today. I just want to double back to the Deshaun Watson thing for just a second, because every time we bring up Deshaun Watson, you look at the text line or you hear from people on social media saying, hey, this is so dumb because the Broncos are, it's just not a realistic conversation. It's a pie in the sky. So you are obviously a very respected voice, one of the most respected voices in the NFL community. Would it be, it's safe to assume that this is realistic? Not that it's going to happen, but it is realistic, correct?
It is realistic because of Deshaun Watson and how adamant he is about not being a Houston Texan. And if you look through what's happened with Houston over the last couple of years, I mean, Dwayne Brown wanted to get out of there, and he held out to like the eighth week of the season and then finally got traded to Seattle the next week for a second round pick. And so it's a waiting game. But of course, the longer Watson stays out, the more money he loses. But also it puts so much pressure on Houston to try to do something, because if you notice, if he's not going to be there, who's going to be the quarterback? I mean, they don't have, I mean, what is it going to be, A.J. McCarron or something like that? So, you know, he's the one, again, the leverage right now is with the Texans because there's a no-trade clause. They don't have to trade him. They don't want to trade him, but he can force it to a point where at some point they may give up, and that's where the Broncos, at least with Drew Lock there, to be able to hold down the quarterback position, still would have a chance. Again, it is maybe pie in the sky. I would agree with that, but again, there's still sky.
Well said. We'll leave it there right for now. John, we're thrilled to have you as a part of the Fan. Welcome. And once again, Pro Football Hall of Famer John Clayton, our Fan senior Broncos writer on DenverFan.com. Thanks for coming by today, John.
Okay, great. And next week will be at 1 o'clock. So
perfect.
Talk to you at 1.
Okay, sounds good. There he goes, the legendary Pro Football Hall of Famer.